entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoice and praise the words of the Blessed One.
Om Denza Bodhi Aum Wanchen Seji Sanji Om Denza Bodhi Aum Shichari Koyudi Korweusu Rigyapo Rivab Shalupako Bodzambule Nubalamcha Changrami Gen Tudanupa Nayadam Nayamcha Yodenda lam shodro, draminyenda draminyenjina, rinpoche riwo, asam jishin de joyupa, mabu payiloto, parvo rinpoche, parvo rinpoche, sunmo rinpoche, lungo rinpoche, lungo rinpoche, tacho rinpoche, mabu rinpoche,
ཁྱི དང 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 cheba yo me ji yin chi ne gu ban ji ba shang ba de se cha sung ba ten da wa la ta ga ga do ye re le na na chi den den to ke te gi sin cheba jin ji ma ni yin chi ne chu sin su jepa zine. Jepa chuhi, jepa de chuhi sindi pa zine, ta ta li, ta li kaka.
Chuhi sui da.
Jepa sindi pa, zik dunga ma ilo chara wa.
Ma, penta.
Chuhi sindi pa zine. Chuhi sindi pa zine. Nga pa de la, sa zhang ki ne, dipa. Yāngā dāngbā mōndi tāng jīpā pīwā āsirī. Nā dhūpā nā sūwā ndīpā āsirī. Nā mēngā yēn āsirī, jē tāng dēngī sō chāwō āsirī. Tā sā jī kāndi.
Tā dī chō chūrū yīmbē.
Ā, jū chō
chūrū rūbē.
Nī.
Nā sō.
Nī, tā tē jī, kō dā dā rā jī kē nā rūbē.
Nā sō. So today we are going through the six preparatory rites, Jorchedu. It is also known as six preparations. And the first is to to cleaning one's environment or the place where you're actually meditating. Arranging altar with setting altar and arranging object of refuge such as statues, dharma texts and so on, and then making an offerings. And invocation of refuge merit fill, having visualized merit fill, then one engages, after the offerings, one is then seated on one's own cushions, meditation cushions, with seven portions of the Virachana. Then invocation of merit fill, engaging in the practice of seven limb along with mandala offerings and supplications. Verse, reciting the supplication verse.
What did it? That the name is Tata Tambu Nekong Jeda Jibra Saji Nekong Jeda. ཁྱི དང 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 chite gusumba de yensri un chido chigibi jetene un pena lama pembo chimbu hiki tun shibi hiki chimbu hi rangi chinto de tambana toma un toma se kedasu lipa chigiba tase rangi Nekande, the Lama, Java Siki, then Trombella, Kupacha, each other, and then yes, a Kununa carriers and Kununa ranch in the town, and then the Chu Soji, Cheto, Chena, Chetro, Chena, Podalatan, that big jarm. Podalatan, 嗯，给吧，但偏呢，怎样？没用，是的。我的大面包呢，时间长几几？他等于时间长几几？时间长几几？等到三几几？恐怕，托起，忘记人吧。嗯，这个，甜蜜洋溢。很多就是等于什么东西？嗯，错。嗯。
So here, among those six preparatory rites, cleaning one's place where you are meditated, where you are actually meditating or practicing, is because if you are practicing in a very clean place, this will really help you to like, your calming of your mind. So let's think about compare the place that is messy and one that is very clean. So when you're actually shifting yourself from a messy place into the clean place, that you have a different feeling. It's all of us, we all experience that. So you have a very, delightful feeling. So the practitioner must have this kind of feeling, right from the beginning, because your place is very messy, and this will again create a distractions when you're actually practicing, because our mind is very fragile. It can be, influenced by anything. If your place is not very clean and you just try to meditate, and as soon as your eyesight is directing towards one messy object, and then your meditation is already interrupted. So therefore, try to, try one's best to really clean one's place where you're meditating. And so here, then not only that, but also imagine that you're actually, if you are inviting someone who is very important today, and, we always clean up, we do all kind of, we put all our efforts and, to the level best to clean up our, house to look good for someone who's coming into your house and you're inviting some very important guests. So in the same manner, not only just to calm your mind to clean your meditation place, but also you might think about that. In this place, the place you're meditating, you're actually inviting the merit field. So this will really help you to have a motivation of cleaning your place where you're meditating. And so here again, the one part that is very important is to make sure that when you're actually cleaning your place, you're not just really cleaning your place to look good to someone. If you have this kind of motivation, then again, your motivation is contaminated. It is diluted. So your purpose of cleaning your place you're meditating is to really to calm your mind and to engage in the practice, Dharma practice successfully, and to invite merit fields. And you're again here by your practice of inviting merit fields and visualization of merit field. It's not only just to one's own benefit, but that of all other sentient beings. So this is very important right from the beginning of your six preparatory rites practice.
간데게 된다주 나버데 당간데 관에 기인나 당간데 소소소소게 공부하는 말에 계단나버지 제네 제디로 소소 공부하는 말에 계단나버지 제디로 근데 라니 쳬보다 더와원이 치다던데 매사선지 근데 라기 공부하는으로는 고소 두된다부터나 연한다 매나는 담바다 된다게 라기 대반도다 된다게 빠연한 디그에 Sanji Misa Sacho Misa Sanji Chong Misa Sacho Yomar and the Jima to our Sanji Sacham Sanji Miba Chitanji Musum to Lapadega and the Changer, that Sanji is the Nagamuro. At the Nation and the Sanji, you're taking the Magic Kedachi, the Lama Sanji, so much, and then the Pigger and the Consupina, then the Sopana with the Nasana, and the Sosope Swing Santa, but the Negi Chitor of Kedasa, Tanji Tendro. Dawa won't eat Chitor. अन्न ती ची ती चाबा इन सांसा क्यों नो देखी गुगे सर राने कुंभन में केदार जेना या तकिस या ना की रांग पुलो कुसुम तो देंगे कोटने योना डा मैं तो तो योना पक कुंगी ची ते मैंने कुंभन योना डा मैंने आ सांजी चोंगी तो दार सुधर देवान जलमा कंटेन यू सांसा सांत नांजी जे तो तोंगे रे सांजी में तो साच को मिंस रे आज पाह मातों से तोंगे रे ती दिन ये तना ची ये सांसा ची जे ने क्यों नो ची ने केदार जोगा तना ची गुगे सर
सो Setting one's motivations in the beginning, before actually cleaning one's place of one's meditation place, it's very, very important. And and then once you have cleaned your meditation place and then set up, you then clean your altar and set up object of refuge, if possible, if one has a statues of the Buddha Shakyamuni, you can set that up on the altar. If that is not possible, if you have even a picture of Buddha Shakyamuni would be fine too. You can just set up this on the on the altar, and so then again, as we mentioned earlier, that your purpose of setting up this. Cleaning your place and cleaning altars and setting up object of refuge on the altar is to engage in the practice of bodhicitta, which is to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings.
Genji sent on Joa, the Gandhi, Melinda Mokandajiani, the Zapa G. Conagan or Jimmy is the Nasota, you can never agree easily. Deeply Liso Batan, Osri. And Lee Hini, how you did Chavatan, Maris, not the Tama, lose my hini, lead Joa Chaman, Ludin, lead the Grand Guru, lead the Hini. And my John, the Joa Chaman, then how you did Chavat, the next Chapa, your Esacha. A cage of the two numbers. Kunu te chugu gu rani chepo dan tanda yin sa ta mani ba tanda mani cheta da da ji mi ran kare mani roa zhe se jian tang ji pa mani ge ma mani te ta kong cheta yin sa sa ge jo kang ji te ji ge yin na se jian zhe zhe le te bi gwa jun sa ta pa chang tanda kien yore.
So, while cleaning your meditation place, not only just your cleaning the dust or whatever that you know, you just imagine that when while you're cleaning, think about all those, you know, the dust that you're cleaning are one's own mental pollutants or the mental dust, in other words. And you just imagine that you're cleaning that mental dust. So this will again help you to cleanse one's, you know, inappropriate motivations if you do that. And so this cleaning one's meditation place and then the cleaning altar and setting up cleaning altar will again leave propensities or the potencies of it having a very attractive feature in one's future life, in a physical form, the physical feature in one's future life as well.
ཁྱི ཕྱིགིན ཁྱིབ 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 སུང ཅེས ཡིན པའི རང གི ནེ ཁང ཙམ མ ཅེ ན ཚེ རང གི ཁོང པ དེ མ ཏང ལ མ ཅེ ན མ ཅེ པ འདེ ན ཚེ ཧ ན ཅེ ཧ ཧ ན ཅེ ཙམ ལ ཧ ན ཅེ ཧ ན ཚེ མ ཙང ལ ཐུན ནེ པ ན གི མ རེ ཚེ དེ ཅོ ཁ ཧ ན ཧ མ ཙང ལ ཚེ ར
So this cleaning of one's place again, there's another benefit is with all this, if one cleans with the positive motivations, when one cleans one's place where you are meditating, then it says as a white-sided deities will then come into your place and remove the obstacles and support you in the progression of your spiritual path.
gawa tang to ma ji sir la ma tang sang ji na la la ma tang sang ji la sir so ba ma jang sir ne ba la ji sun sir la ma tang sang ji kang ga de tu ne bo yong ge ri sir dang ga ma zang ma de bin de ge yin na gu long de de ki ni ki sun ra jin de de kin de de ma ma chu ji jia se dang ji ba de pe wo na kang ga tu ne bo yong ge ri san san da ji.
So here again, the motivations are very, very important, because when you are cleaning one's meditation place or the room, it is because we as a our mind which is unturned, and it is so there's a great possibility that when you are cleaning, there's a it's a motivation of cleaning is to look very good for other people, and then by with this kind of very beautiful environment, and someone might praise me, and someone might your motivation is to please someone, and some other people who are coming from outside to see your altar and so on. So then this is completely a wrong motivations. So as we mentioned earlier, that your very purpose of cleaning your your meditation place is to invite all the merit fields and develop your own spiritual practice and to gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of other sentient beings. So very important, to set one's motivations right from the beginning, prior to the six engaging in the six preparatory rites.
Ordinary. That the name in the Papa Lanchun Hibayan, Nekan Jedur Jebala Dini, Dajun Bukopon, Tobari, Papa Lanchun, the Nekan Jedur Abachikun, Abachin Jedaji, Dajun Bukopon, Tobari, Sigilim. D. Luji Luji Sanchonasri. Nin Manasini. Ni to Transit. Kiki, that you will be able to tell us as well.
Oh, yellow. So then, if you look at the story about the Arya Lamchung, one of the practitioners who gained the state of arhathood by cleaning, his meditation rooms and cleaning altars and setting up, object of refuge and so on.
Und da dina gunde ki chawa asir ta ma de dina gunde ki chawa li asir ke da so ki chawa me namba ki me ni asir ki me ni chin da ngi me ji yin ji chang asir ane ja jin ji 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 ကွန်ကတော့ဟောဒါကြာချင်းချင်းချင်းကြည့်ကြည့်စရင်ဒီတန်းကြီးဒါရတဲ့ဒီနာဂုံတန်းကိချဝါလီစရင်ကေဒါဆိုကိချမချဝါကိချဝါမညာပါကြီးမင်းကြီးဂုံကြော်လာတဲ့စံရပရမတ်တို့ကေဒါကြဲချမင်းကြီးတွေကခေဖင်းမှာတနတဲ့နေကမာရေးစရင်ခါဆုံးဆိုင်အဲငါကောမဆုံး
So this is, when we speak about accumulation of merits, so there are many different means of actually accumulating merits. accumulation of merits and engaging in the practice of meritorious deeds, not necessarily that one is being on the cushions and meditating or reciting mantras and the texts, Dharma texts and so on, but also all of this, you know, cleaning one's meditation place, setting altar, and circumambulating the temples or the monastery or the stupas. So all this, are the means of this. They are all the source of, accumulation of merits.
So,
right from, during the Buddha's time, there are practitioners who are really devoted to cleaning the, the main prayer halls where the Sangha community is gathered. And so before their gatherings, they are completely, committed to, clean the temples or the main sharan hall. And also that's a place where the Dharma texts are, the place where the Dharma texts are kept are also clean. So there are many practitioners who are really committed and they are devoted to cleaning the altars and sweeping and the monasteries and cleaning even surrounding the monasteries surrounding and so on.
Jibas, mambu tang zin, tendo, jiju yopa zin, kendo, nechi yizir, nata yin zin. Tang kono keda jinin, dozi jinin, ta chama tuzi pongo gama na kitana riwa ji teki, nang kono bing ya ji toba tongba zangji kuba tina ji riwa di, nang me kanga kwa kwenye tina resi yizir. Yopa kendo, aji nata, yinpa sung si ta tina ji resi. Yabu tongba lam.
Suri shi, da kenge di gyurshin samara ti su yinpe na.
Ali edu si. Kami da chudu. Sanji lam chi. Kwenye jen, ji yongpo si te kusu wang. Lama tsen de si ta. Kwenye jen ji yongpo si. Ko na, ri chi si ni. Yu chi nalin ze pa si. Keto chi si ni. Chami tsemo teke lo tsasang. Tsemo...
Ti lap sari nga.
Tsemo se ni siri.
Ti lap sari.
Tsim tsim. Sumbi siri. Pungu yu juma ta tsu lo tsuan.
Lap sari.
Sumwa rupi siri. Tsen zangbu tet yuwa siri. Sangu simbu timba mambu na siri. Mambu na tento. Njiju yobo ta tanda che yobo de tanda tenji de nakwane chi njiju yore esi nsari. Tento, njiju yobo hento nechi nata yin esari. Ta tanda pongo ngama naki chama tanda se tanda chi yobo de nechi nchako chi njiju yore esi cha.
So if you look at the sutras, the many sutras, the mentions of importance of cleaning the altar, one's meditation place, as well as the assembly hall of the Sangha communities, which really enables one to accumulate merits. and also, if you also look at the stories of the great masters of the Tibet, the Tibetan great masters, there are many of them who have gone through those practice of six preparatory rites. There are many of them historically went through those practice, the process of practice such as cleaning and so on. So even at some monasteries kept the broom that has been used by the great masters to clean their monasteries and temples, and the brooms are actually, there are like number of brooms that have been worn out by cleaning, that is used by those greatly, greatly realized spiritual masters who have been using those brooms to actually clean the meditation rooms and the temples and monasteries. So, most of the time we take the cleaning our meditation place and altars are taking very lightly without understanding these benefits. So if you really know the benefits of cleaning one's practice place, the place where you're practicing and so on, then you will become more enthusiastic of cleaning the one's room. Then of course, again, right from the beginning, the cultivation of the appropriate motivation is very important.
Well, that the name is the Tanya Kanchi Daji, and those Tegmasian, the Tanaji Sadi is the Tanya. And the Kusundi, then in Kusun Tuji, then Trampane, that and Hakun Jedaji, Puraji, and Kusun Tuji, that then Trampa, then the Shabari, then Trampane, Ezra. Lama ye dang su xing, su xing jing, de gu da, jia gu xing. En jang chi chung xing, shu dang, ma di na, chung zi yang pa xing, ju ju la dang, chung zi sang xing. Jin du jia xing, de chi chung shu dang dan, pa gu di dang dan, de gu mendu na, chung zi zang, de gu, jin du jia chu xing. Nga xing ge, Gaki ge chichung jizhen su wushirin. Ale te chijajan rwa. Tena kuzhung tuji den chamba ne.
Tere shekhen la, tanda kuzhung tuji den chamba liya.
Ore.
Tanda den chamba de kan liya. Kunda chichung mazhe vise jizhen. Kulama yidam sangi yiko kunda digi ma shatan digi panrim jisha gore.
Ore, ade. Ode chichi.
Lasso. Lasso. So, when you are, once you have clean up your altar, then when you are setting those, set up your altar and arranging this object of refuge, it has, must be done in a very proper sequence, in a proper line. Sometimes people tend to, you know, arrange those object of refuge by size, you know, because this statue is bigger, so we have to be as a, you know, main figure, and then Buddha Shakyamuni's statue is a little bit smaller, then you just put it at a, behind that big statues and so on. It happens, so, because, so this is not appropriate. So how you have to do is you have to make sure that regardless of the size, or regardless of the, you know, the value, the monetary value of the statue, or as long as there's a Buddha statue, so Buddha statue must be the main figure of one's own, you know, one's altar. And then you look at the other statues, such as Maitreya or Manjushri or whatever, then you just, you know, set right-hand side of the Buddha and left-hand side of the Buddha. And then if you have, if one is practicing the idams or the meditation deities, then they also have a certain, you know, proper, you know, way of setting. You know, there are different of the idam deities, meditation deities, beginning from Highest Yoga Tantra, Yoga Tantra, and Performance Tantra, and Action Tantra. So they are, all of those have their own, it's just a way of actually, you know, setting up. You know, it's not, we shouldn't really set up all of this randomly, but it has, there is a proper way of arranging all those statues on this, on the altar.
ka chapo re sa ni se de 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 ka chapo re s gulia di kodiundi. Then Sanji Gikonda, the second is my woman, dear day. And the piggy so the cut paint to him, Paduji and Dom, the Catalina, the Nagy Gravemato, the thing to Sanji to tip me, and he should not have me with Tatim Barriers or 10 days in it. Jono Nanda, Jula, me with Tatim Barriers. Gaki gi chichun jitin so sri katsawa sanu atari sanji chi kui tingo turu tupa mato yu sri teni sri chungdu jula mibi tatin bari yu sri ten jula chundu mibi tatin bari
so there are some altars that we could see those deities are set at as the main figures, particularly at the many lay people's altars. If you look at this altar and even some local deities, they consider it as something very important, because at for the moment, you know, for a time being, with their, you know, offering of, offering of pujas and so on and so forth, and the local deities are something that is helpful in terms of wealth. And so therefore, the many altars, there are people who would consider the local deities as the most important deities among all of those. So which is completely wrong again. And that actually indicates as someone who is actually setting up this altar is not really know about the taking refuge in three jewels.
Yanga Giki is it? Tanga Giki, huh? Say in Kandabutan, new sea cotton, new coat, Sega Janshak, Sego to Muko, and Lamasos, Pingo to Gas, the Dokum Sego to Muko Lamasoli, that Pingo Yadi Koya, Machoran Dundi. Then in Yuko, no, Sri. Tinjuto, Jobane, Sri. Conella, Sri. Conella, not in the he, the maybe Padim was a cola than Jojalag da Jalag Nogget in the Hitchy Mato Jigge. Coronga is actually going to hit the Haku woman do who sings at him. And there were Juko Tinjuto, Jovanes, Conella, Nogi, the Hilly, maybe Padim Barry is a.
So then also sometimes you see on the altar, the people, the way they set up the statues based on the material value of the particular statues. A statue made out of silver, statue made out of gold, statue made out of copper, and so on. So based on that material, you know, quality, they set up, you know, as the importance of the figures, the main figures, based on their material quality, which is again completely wrong. In fact, in someone who is really doing this, it really indicates that such a individual is actually looking at taking those object of refuge or the statues as a property, one's own property, but not as an object of refuge. So, which is completely wrong.
Bandari. Tang Tanka Yang is a mat Tankamatong. Tanka Yang is a Kasaniki Guri Jenny, Tomadons. Tang Kasan of Jabota Chan, the Kia Nagita, the country Kasavan, the Taman, the Goliadi, Sanji, Kotan, Jerome, which in the Dad, Lavera, which into the Kotachi, the Madin, the Nachibade. Nogan de Kirim, the Korang, the Higam and Doos, Kasani Gitajini. Sanji, Jansenji, Isri. Sanji, Jansenji, Isri. Nani lasri. Combatant, what him? Taman, you do the yas, Sanji, you call the Chishanga, combatant, go my, and then you don't go my esija. Nani la combatant, Isri. Gaki is Pankata Go Sum Nihina Hada Gazi Gaki Girne Pankata with the Koso Nihi that the Shada Jazri Mamazri Kan Kiniji Hada Gani Kitoko Yamajuaji and Shadi and Kiniji the Hiji is him. And then Takan the Chiba the Mazu.
So it's same thing goes to the tanka. So if you see the tanka, when you're hanging tanka on the wall or on the in your prayer hall, so make sure that all those tankas are done appropriately. and not randomly again, because all of them has their own, there's a way of actually hanging the tankas on the wall in one's prayer hall. And so sometime again, the people would just hang the tanka that are very, you know, new and beautifully decorated by the brokets and so on, are, you know, considered as something that is very precious. And the tanka that are a little bit worn out, their brokets and so on, are, you know, treated as a trash. And it happens. So this is really unfortunate. So we should know the values of the tanka. And we're not really, when we speak about the value, we're not really speaking about the monetary value, but rather we're speaking about the value, actual quality of the tanka. Tanka is the tanka actually represents, whichever the tanka that may be, is a tanka of Buddha Shakyamuni, which represents Buddha Shakyamuni. And if the tanka is the Manjushri's tanka, then it represents Manjushri and so on. Think about the quality or the actual nature of those enlightened beings, rather than how they are decorated and, you know, and the monetary value that some of them you might have paid more and some of them less and so on. So you shouldn't make, you shouldn't regard something that has a more monetary value as a more important and so on. Oh, sorry. Then also one important point here is, once you have set up that altar, and then it is also very important to not to stretch one's leg towards the altar. So it's also inappropriate. So all those statues and the tankas represents the particular Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And for us, when we were practicing and when we were visualizing all those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we're not just visualizing those tankas, but think about the tankas or the statues that you have in your altar as the actual Buddhas and Bodhisattvas right there. So if you have this kind of, you know, regards and considerations, then you'll have more respect towards those objects of refuge. So, if possible, then one should set those object of refuge as a Buddha's, the enlightened body, enlightened speech, and enlightened mind, which is enlightened body is represented by the statues of the Buddha, and then enlightened speech are represented by the spiritual, the Dharma text, such as if you have Perfection Sutra will be best. If not, then Lamrim text will definitely represent the speech of the Buddha. And the enlightened mind, if you have stupa, whatever the material that may be, it's made out of stupa that is appropriately done, and which represents enlightened mind, the stupa. And if not, then if one is tantric practitioners, then particularly if you have received the High Soka Tantra's initiation and so on, you will definitely have Vajra and Bell. This will also represent the mind of the enlightened mind. So Vajra and Bell again should not be taken very lightly. Most of the time we see this Vajra and Bell all the time in front of someone and so on. But this has a lot of significance. Each and every, the patterns and the curve that you find on the bell and the vajra, such as lotus, their prongs, and even the hop, everything has a meaning. All of this. And there's no, if you look at the bell, and even there's the space between those, the decorative, patterns, even the plain, space has a representation. So it's very, very important. So this class actually asking that, because this practice of six preparatory rites is not really new to all of you. So he will just go through a 15 minutes talk on that, and then all of us are practicing that, so you might have questions regarding that, so you can ask questions. To bear in our mind as a practitioners, when we engage in the practice of the Dharma, there's always danger of getting our motivation influenced by the eight worldly Dharmas, and make sure that you are not actually influenced by that. And with this regard, and I have a little story about one of the great practitioner of Geshe by the name of Geshe Ben Kungen. Geshe-la was in a retreat, and one day his benefactors were coming to visit him, and he cleaned up his, again, by knowing that his benefactors are coming today, and he cleaned up his altar and made impressive looking offerings and so on. So, however, you know, when he checked his motivations, and he knew that his motivation wasn't really good to do that. And his purpose of cleaning up and making impressive looking offerings and so on are all for their benefactors, because they are visiting his meditation place. So therefore, Geshe right away, as soon as he realized that, he took the handful of dust and dispersed the dust on his offerings. And then, so Geshe, it is said that Geshe Ben Kungen was able to actually toss the dust towards eight worldly concerns. So we have to be very careful with that. Most of the time, it is very likely to get that kind of eight worldly dharma, the influence of eight worldly dharmas as practitioners. So when you're making an offerings, for instance, the set of water bowl offerings on the altar, and make sure that you set up the water bowls very straight, and the gap between the water bowls should be kept a size of grain. And water should not be actually overflow. And when you are actually setting those water balls on the altar, make sure that the water balls are not hitting each other, in a very silently, you know, set up, you know, very carefully. So when you are setting those water balls, you shouldn't set up the water balls on the altar empty. So first you have the first layer, because you have layers of water balls, right? On the first layer, you have a little bit of water on the first ball, and then you can just pour all of this, the rest of the water, on this next ball, and then you keep a drop of water in the ball that is on your right hand, and then you set this on the altar. So this is how you keep doing it. So when you actually set up the water balls, you shouldn't set up the empty water balls. Make sure there's a drop of water, each and every one of them, in the beginning.
So
this will then, once you have completed offering, while you're offering the, you know, filling out the waters in the water balls, so then this should be blessed by reciting the three syllable mantras, Om Ahum.
So
tumba me pa jin ye ge digu tin tang bo tumba ya di shoma che te lu ya digu re se ja na de na se ne de na bi che se ne de na bi che se la pa ji gi yo de la pa ji cho de la pa ji ge na lu de na ji jin ma la pa ni ga do de jin ya pu ge re se ja
So when you are actually filling out the water pitcher, if it is convenient for you, it's best to use, you know, both the hands, not just one hand is pouring your water onto on into the water bowl. Just try, if it is convenient, or, you know, it depends on again what kind of pitcher that you have, you know. So it is, you know, showing your respect.
Ni
So it shouldn't be overflow. When you pour the water into the water bowl, so you can try to fill up the water bowl up to the water bowl up to the in the size of grain again, and it shouldn't be overflow, and it shouldn't be too less. Make sure that you are filling out appropriately.
When the ring, the end of your is a tenaya, the archiba pilipus, the end of those, Jan Gari never he jagus, the Latin chimbus about Pisa the Latin, he didn't mind the chimbus of Pina, it's not chained at this inside. And methods on chipper, we are young, isn't it? What does the Gangaya Chiba Bua Yons in Bulu Tesser? Jin does the Ganga Chiba is in Sir Chiba Re Pensin Chucho Yibi, Dodili Sung Sing. Gee Sung Bas, what the next?
So this is a water bowl offering. It's an example of offerings. But it, so there are many different offerings, right? So we make in flower offerings, we are making fruits offerings and everything. Whatever the offerings that you made, you make in offerings from the depth of your heart to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and to accumulate merits for the benefit of other sentient beings. And then whatever the offerings that you have made, should be then blessed by three syllable mantras, Om Ahum, which is very important.
What the name is? This is Gesin Chipa Jinjin Ani, Chongdo Sinji Juta Dingi So Jasin. Then, Joe took him to Mosh. What the name is?
So then when you are actually setting up your own cushions to meditate, having done all this, then the cushion should be, you know, a little bit from the back of your cushion should be a little bit higher.
So 다다 슐루트 동드는 데나 텐딩 분데나 뻬모마나 저 치바 요리에지
So it is the reason for having a little bit higher on the back of your cushion. It also helps to, you know, not putting too much stress on your knees. Because if one is meditating for a longer period of time, so the flat, even cushion will give more, you know, pain your knees. So it is, this is you know, one purpose so of having a higher, your cushion is slightly higher, you know, on the back.
Yes.
Tati tuyo chuyo yinba yinla.
Mura.
Tati limba. Tati tuyo chuyo yinba.
Re, mara.
Laso.
Tati kaya yu shayla.
Laso. Laso.
Shashaka?
Tuyo chuyo yinba laso.
Ji kaya yinla rwa?
Laso.
Tanda yi shi? Tati ji kaya yinla rwa?
Laso.
Tati tati yi shati. Tani jo tuki yinchi. Tani ma wa jita. Tani la hwa ji soni chiba jita. Tati jo tati ma hwa ji soni chiba jin hi yu shi shab. Tenji omasin, ta ten di dilu dema ten de wolo sakari munyondu rimuji tishu wasi jam. Ten di dilu tengo omasin sakari munyondu di isini. Ani di isini. Ani kari tenji oma sakari isi nyondu ཁྱི ཕྱད མམ གསི Rangi drupa tenbi gupa yuri so what does it say? The nothing good.
So if one is you know practicing meditation on a daily basis, then it is good to draw a swastika under your cushion. It's very helpful. So normally, in some you know commentaries, so meditate under your meditation cushions. This the variegated vajra is strong, but this is for us. It is not appropriate because the variegated vajra symbolizes. The deity's implements. So instead of variegated vajra, you can sup the swastika instead of the variegated vajra under your cushions. It says this will really stabilize your mind and calm your mind. And so that is again suggested someone who's really seriously engaging in the meditation practice on your daily life. And so he's like also saying this six preparatory rites are nothing new to all of you. So you all are practicing for sure. And so he said he will stop here with this and you know where we haven't finished it but you all know about this and you can ask any questions with regard to this practice. So I'll just take first from her, okay, then you answer. Okay, clockwise. Yeah. It is. They say to tanda yungdung churba, yungdung tia churba. Or the yungdung the egore yungore songto.
Yeah, equal na jo. Yungore, yungore injari.
Counter clockwise.
Yeah, in the Rinpoche's commentary. You mentioned that the Dharma books have the nature of light, and that it's a good practice to imagine that the books are speaking to you, speaking their contents to you. Now, is that like in the process of visualization, would that also, would you be attempting to do that also? I mean, how would you, is it like an audible speaking to you?
Yeah, I got you. So this is your questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Then the Gelgi Pongo Rinpoche and the teaching on this one, just came to teach in Ali, came to teach your wa, then the came to the Sojing set of a Kalia, Kusun to attend the Sojing set of a Kala, Sojing Namja, Rangila gave it to the Sibuji, Sojing Namja Rangila gave it to the Sibuji, Sojing Namki, any Tavola, any the Sungi, Sundelia, and a pudding number genuine. Bodhinam kya ani chik bodhinam yani chik rarangi ani tenju ki daju degin chik o chik we dan daju degin chik tende kongpo re sung shas da daju deba de daigi joje de kari chiya o res ani sung shu
tena akhira kha mungo daigi kani
naso
yuwa
de tenju ki tende jorshuru na rangi re shay kena de jorshuru rangi re shay kena tende
ali Tengah tanda cikap macam mana tu? Kau danji ni macam?
Tanda pada cik cewa body curba. Body nampak macam kumpul orang macam tu.
Kumpul orang
ni. Tiga nampak body zaman macam body le, tapi body orang ye ni.
Ali ali.
Tajuk dia macam.
Cik tajuk ni, kita cik dia tu jenis.
Pada orang cik ko siung sesing siung yang pada sesing kita cik jodoh dia. Tumpang ni tajuk dia yang dapat. Ani tentu kumpul es.
Ani semua tu. Dajun diwane gungur sirba. Dajun ni, dajun ni gungur ni apa yang cina kau maruah. Dajir saya dengan tanah kau. Tengok mana apa dia. Pemasal amat sahijah muda, pemasal dia. Semua dajun aja. Kau cina cinta mana muda, tapi apa dia.
So, it is again the enlightened speech. So as we mentioned earlier that. The Dharma texts are considered as the enlightened speech. So therefore, whatever the text there may be, it's maybe Prajnaparamita text. If it's a Prajnaparamita text, and it expresses the word of Prajnaparamita, this is how you can visualize with the light and the sound of Prajnaparamita, which normally, you know, the description of Prajnaparamita will be the dealing with emptiness, ultimate nature of reality. And then also if you are, if one is the tantric practitioners, of course there are the texts of action tantras, the texts of highest yoga, performance tantra, texts of yoga tantra, texts of highest yoga tantras. And imagine whichever that you can, is something that is more suitable for you. Imagine that it's a Action Tantra's text, which is actually, you know, verbalizing the words of the teachings of the Action Tantras, according to the Action Tantras and so on, and so on and so forth. So you can just do the same thing to the Yoga Tantra, Hatha Yoga Tantra, and so on.
Questions? One is... what is the significance of the swastika and the kamar swastika? I would like to be clear on that, because in the West, because of Hitler, you know, there's some destructive meaning, and I know that's not true, but help me understand and get the Buddhist meaning, please. That's the first question. The second question is, can you review for me which, you know, when you arrange the different enlightened beings on the altar, where do they go? The, you know, the what goes on the right of the Buddha, what goes on the left of the Buddha, and so forth, please.
So Kishla doesn't remember the significance of the swastika right now. He just forgot right away. So he said he'll just let you know later. It's a lot of, you know, different significance and the meanings in it. So he'll just tell you later. And then Moedan, do any body? Sorry, I forgot to ask you in the next question. Do any body? But I saw him chant on the Ganglia. So Jin chant on the Ganglia. Any Sojingi, so than the so than the Penetic, the Sojing Gargomena, so your was Sojing, so then yell, Aeon, Gabdun, any din money, Sojing on money. So you can do it as it is in the merit field. If you have a Buddha Shakyamuni's image, of course the Buddha Shakyamuni's image will be on at the center of the altar, and then the right hand of the Buddha Shakyamuni. If you have a Maitreya's statue, you can place Maitreya's statues at the right hand side of the Buddha, right hand of the Buddha Shakyamuni. If not, then Asanga, the great Indian master Asanga's, and the lineage gurus of all those extensive deeds should be arranged on the right-hand side of of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And then if you have a Manjushri's statue, then you can set the Manjushri's statue on the left hand of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And if not, then if you have a Nagarjuna, so you can also set left-hand side of the Buddha Shakyamuni. And if not, then if you have any lineage gurus of the profound view, so you can set those lineage gurus on the left hand side of the Buddha Shakyamuni, and so on. Like Alaksan, that he didn't mention that to him. The Jerem Chita Vyavena, Jerem Chita Kaung was set up for us.
Jerem Chita. That is, you know, Jerem Chita Jena Chizani. When you don't know that you're going to be a good one, you're going to be a good one.
So, according to the merit fields, you can set the Lama Tsongkhapa in front of Buddha Shakyamuni, which actually represents one's own root gurus.
in the
front of Buddha Shakyamuni, it's very fine.
And the Chandrasig and the Tara.
The generous seat of the Nijik Chisun Dormant of the Yoruba, the Gate Candace Toging Nan Kawatsi, the Warisu.
Chirin, the Chisani Gunda Joe, the Rang Tay Lama, that so on a Jiguroa,
and the Toging Nan Kawasha Warisu.
So he in a kind of the Chirin is the Kanga, the Kanga, the Kanga Shagu, the
Panim Shivan on it.
So,
these are the action tantras deities. So, if you have all of those images of again action tantra, performance tantra, ISO tantras, then you can do it accordingly, you know, according to the merit field. If not, if we have just Tara and, you know, and Avalokiteshvara, the Chenrezig, and you can again set that Avalokiteshvara at the right hand side of the Buddha, you know, next to, in other words, Maitreya, and then Tara on the left next to, in other words, the left hand side of
So the
lineage gurus of the Prapran are extensive deeds would be mostly the upholder of the teachings of the Buddha, of the method aspect, and the profound deeds, the lineage deeds, lineage gurus of the profound view are the upholder of the teachings of the Buddha of wisdom aspect. So this, you know, again, we need to understand those. And it is this teachings of the profound view and the extensive deeds, when these two are conjoined and developed and perfected, then one gains the state of enlightenment.
Is Vajrayogini also on the left then as well?
So left hand side should be fine. Yeah.
Two questions. One, because of space, this question is because of my lack of space. Must you always have the Buddha? Because, for example, we have Tara. And can you have some other deities, you know, instead of the Buddha? Or must you always have the Buddha? That's one question.
Okay.
And the other question is, what's the significance or the importance of incense?
Okay. Koi da chik inji minje da so so pena na liya kuden yorwa. Kuden de inji minje sanji ji kuden ji kogurwe, sanji jimden de kuden ji kogurwe. Dime na ya chik so so chisun dume kuden de leo ne digrewe.
Maten digre?
Di dho chik di je. Nyebde dwenyeba dhulia ni kwa chi ganda kudeng tam tsaane ni ganda paya piya chorwa di kar chungo re sungdo
pi piya dhe ta sondi ya dhinda bada kaya khedarwa pi piya dhe tamaa khenpo kumbha dhe chobo dhaba dhanda ya na ya dhinda bada asayi khedo song pi piya dhe
if you have the statues of the Buddha Shakyamuni it's really good, you know, you should have it. If not, then that's fine, you know, whatever the statues that you have, you know, Tara, Avalokiteshvara, Manjushri, you know, Nagarjuna and so on. So whatever statue that you have, you know, that's fine. You know, it's not necessary to have Buddha Shakyamuni. If you have, that's very good. So then making an offering, the incense offering is, the Buddhists actually follow the Indian traditions of making an offerings. First, in ancient time in India, when the Buddha invited to, you know, teach or to bless, and wherever the Buddha was invited, so he always visited that, you know, he accepted the invitations. So for them, you know, then first, there are a lot of sets of offerings are met, you know, for Shevsil, you know, the water offerings to cleanse his feet and washing, rinsing mouth, and then making an offerings of the flowers, the incense, and then the light offerings are met, and then perfume offerings, and all of those are the sets of Indian tradition. The ancient Indian tradition of making an offering to those great beings. So we are following that tradition.
I have one question about an alternative for under your mat, the Kusha grass. And I heard a commentary that said that points should be pointed inward for sharper concentration, but when it didn't mention what end, is it the stock growing up, or is it pointed from the top in, or is it from the bottom in? And also one other thing, he said that there's another grass, it's a knotted grass, and the Brahmins used to sit on it, I guess,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't know the name of it, but it's that was another grass that could be used to.
Peche khache nang ya susu kom gyaya ik tanda chik shukden churwa. Kom gyaya zay shukden churwa, ten churwa. Ten diwa liya ni kusha shakwa korwa. Kusha, kwa tan tongsung sa.
Tita dikka ya chit.
Kusha ki tsemu, chir tenpa chita nam tenpa chita ni dos. Tenye li kyaba kariyo res. Tene ya kusha di menpa ta nyema ya damze. The Kaga Tamze Greek Yoruba, the Brahmin Segurva, Konambe, Nichi, Kronzoya, Chujo, the Gom Jabe Kablia, Yan Kushan Membje, and the Tsaramba Sijobagan,
no Zaramba,
Saramba Kanya, Dede, and the Ege, Sunday to Tinsu Karim Benasu.
Cooka Dinga did Tika, she is a mother. Did it Tika, she did it. The Tonsis and Manamaki, Tisimari on the Kohagi. Yes, I don't know. Normally, the knee is under the skin, the tick is in the inside. But then, the attack of a passage in the Mundanama, the month to end up a decision was ended.
It is the tip, you know, top pointed inwards. Mm-hmm. That's what it said. Okay. Yeah, that's what it said. Mm-hmm. And then the other grass that he's not very sure about that. He doesn't mind. Yeah, the other grass.
I know when they do the fire pujas.
Yeah, we do often that, yeah. Yeah. There is Kusha grass and then another grass, yeah, for the fire pujas. You're right. Yeah.
Ah, tanda zo ndaba de rang ki tsai la ma ndaba de ne ji tanda ngai khia na ngin gi de ne pe cha ka re ne ani don't need to be hero there. You give me to my maripa and the cock, which was so too him, but don't need to be hero there. Tili tu nga yungi samba da chanchu ki sengi ta samba da bata. Rangi tsa yu lama da bata. Kanga ta manda mubu ji gundi ta gaya chi yu maari. Nga ji rangi ki chama da pa taguruwa nidini kiri. Ato niti bi kiro digi.
So, all of this practice that we mentioned earlier about visualization of mirror field and, you know, in other words, the practice of six preparatory rites are all directed towards cleansing of our mental pollutants. That is the most important part that we need. You know, sometime again, if we really focus too much towards external object, and then again your mind will be more, you know, towards those visualizations, but you're actually losing the actual meaning inside. So that's like again, so it's a bearing our mind that very your visualizations and your practice, everything that you do must be of course on the basis of taking refuge in Chijos. Once you are have done those practices based on taking refuge in Chijos, then your perfect view of emptiness and bodhicitta will be followed.
ontana tering nda chule chi lang ang jo ge pecha de lo chi pu chi ge de ngo go to ang da wo ta da ta ang ji ri wo pecha mo bu ge ko chu sung ge na ne chi ko chu ng de ang jo chi ko chu ng tu ng de ki la do chi ko chu ng ro wa na te yin ta de sang ji ge tem pa ta da ji pa do ne ba ka ga de pecha de ge ya de ge o du sa chi ne tu yo ta da ji pa de ge te pa ja me ri wo na den da yin de pecha ge ti re de pecha sing ge
So one thing that I would like to mention here is to be very careful with the Dharma texts, always. Sometimes we carelessly, we just, you know, walk over, you know, we just walk over the Dharma texts and we put a lot of things on the Dharma texts, including our teacups, and sometimes we tend to put our bags and, you know, handbags on the Dharma texts. And so this is not really appropriate at all. So make sure that, because the Dharma text represents the jewel Dharma is the actual refuge. And it is through the Dharma that one is able to, not only to, you know, to free oneself from samsara, it is through the practicing of Dharma one gained the state of enlightenment. So therefore, it is very important to be vigilant of the Dharma texts and placing those Dharma texts, keeping those Dharma texts on the appropriate place and making sure that you don't really release the Dharma texts on the ground, I mean on the floor. So this is very, very important.
The chukko jungu ndiki ga kagi deg tola na poba ja san da bota na pe mese ki te gigyo samari. Jungu chukko jude pecha daguri yeze. Tanda pecha de yuya dega sanji ki tenpa tanda ngadin jiri yuya tanda jiri man pecha mena tanda gigyo samari. O ten isa di ko tolo sung ga shuguri yeze. Sung tolo ko ga shugu maari yeze sa yore. De tsa chingbu jie gugiri.
So let alone that, you know, placing the other objects on the Dharma text, even the statues are not appropriate to, you know, keeping on the Dharma text, let alone the cups, teacups and so on. But even the statues were not actually, it's not appropriate for the statues to put in on the Dharma
text.
So So if you look at the altars and the traditional monastery or the temple, you see on the altars, the statues are set up beneath the Dharma texts, where the Dharma texts are kept. So,
shall we say the dedication prayer at the beginning of page 23 and 24, and then continue on page 20 of the most auspicious questions?
Lord, don't